Hello, I'm www.abovetopsecret.com member Maverick Hunter, and today's line of thought is going to be on opinions. And you can find a lot of crap on the internet, mostly they're opinionated crap. But let's go back to the year 2001. Everyone was like, oh, hey, I saw a plane flying to the second tower. When I saw that, jihad would come. Now, let's take a look at this. There was a time when America's power was questioned. Does this time still exist? No, it doesn't. The people on the internet, the message boards, will always continue to question whether America will stay another day. And they will always say that this is our last day or this is your last day. They will say, they will try to communicate with other people and they will try to make hate about America. But then again, their opinion is falsified because of the events that happen after their opinion. They speak out on their opinion. Now, you can find a lot of things on the internet. Nostradamus prophecies. In the site, he predicts that there will be terror and that the seven seals will be broken and that the Antichrist will come and that everyone else will love him in the year he reveals himself. I personally believe he is nothing more than a maniac holding a nuke. That's one other opinion. Why don't we go to Webster.com and find out what the definition of an opinion is. An opinion is a view, judgment, or appraisal formed in the mind about a particular matter. B, approval, self-esteem. 2, a belief stronger than impression, and is less strong than positive knowledge, a generally held view. 3, a formal expression of judgment or advice by an expert. B, the formal expression as by a judge, court, or referee, of the legal reasons and principles upon which a legal decision is based. Opinion. Synonyms. Opinion, view, belief, conviction, persuasion, sentiment. Means, judgment, one holds as true. Opinion implies conclusion, thought out yet open to dispute. Each expert seemed to have a different opinion. View suggests subjective opinion, very assertive in stating his view. Belief implies often deliberate acceptance and intellectual assent, a firm belief in his or her party's platform. Conviction applies to a firmly and seriously held belief. The conviction of the animal's life is as sacred as human. Persuasion, suggests a belief grounded on assurance, as by evidence of its truth, was a persuasion that everything changes. Sentiment suggests a settled opinion, reflective of one's feelings. So now it comes to talking time. Let me see. I think that there is no such thing as wrong opinion. But when you look at George W. Bush, you see tons of wrong opinions. He invaded Iraq when he blamed Iraq for the Twin Tower, bombing the Twin Towers. And now all of a sudden, all of these radical nations are starting to rally each other for support against America. And, while it may not be the best thing in the world, we're getting our civil liberties are being attacked. And they're being taken away. More stronger drunken driving laws are being put in place. Again, these are all opinions. The opinion, the law that needs to be in place is that more less liberties need to be allotted for various people in order for their own protection. And Franklin Roosevelt said once that once you give up your liberties, you're giving up your entire, everything. And will that be good? No, it won't. Certainly, some people's opinions may be off, but definitely there are those crazy people you find on the internet. There are people who have a smart opinion. They can tell you something good. They can tell you something that usually is right. But the majority of the time, the government lies about their opinion to get us in the war. The war in Cambodia, the war in Iraq was a lie. The war in Cambodia was a lie. The war in Vietnam was a lie. The war in Vietnam, I think, was just to get more money for drug running. And also, the United States lied to its own people to get them into World War II. They even funded Hitler into getting into power. When everyone was getting... when Hollywood started making propaganda about Hitler's neo-Nazi campaign, secretively, these big banking industries started making agreements and deals with Hitler and his Nazi army. I don't really care for much what opinions people have about two planes crashing in the Twin Towers, but as we all know, what opinion you take is up to you. You can watch TV if you want, you can not watch TV, you can say TV's crap, but then again, it's all up to you. This is Maverick Hunter speaking, and that's all. Is there such a thing as false opinion? I know. I could write a book on it, but is there really a false opinion? False opinions can't be falsified, they can only be fabricated. And no, I don't think there is such a thing as a false opinion, but if anyone tells you that you're wrong when you think of your opinion, that's their problem. And pretty soon, the Omega Agency will tell us not to think our opinion, and they will put us away in prison. So, you better have your opinion before the Omega Agency comes. That's all. This is Maverick Hunter. Thank you. Is there such a thing as false opinion? I don't know.